Proclamation number 4050 of 28th of May, 1947. Worker in the vineyard. Only a person who voluntarily offers himself to God to work for the kingdom of God can be equal to a great spiritual task, for God is the will which also provides him with the strength. The will to work spiritually is an absolute guarantee that he will be called upon for such a task, because God needs many laborers for his vineyard, but only very few want to accept it. But it can never be imposed on a person without his will, for the training for this office is a special grace which guarantees ascent development. Thus the human being would also ascend without his will, which, however, is not permissible if he is to become perfect one day. And furthermore, such a task can only be carried out by a person who has a certain degree of maturity, and this degree of maturity only guarantees the working of the Spirit, just as it also results in a complete devotion to God, a submission to God's will, and one always has to complement the other. Submission to God's will, however, always means thinking, speaking and acting in a way which is pleasing to God and, understandably, an abundance of strength, so that the human beings will completely subordinate itself to divine will and the human being is now able to accomplish anything with the help of divine strength and can also carry out a spiritual task very easily. 28th of the 5th 1947, only the human being must offer himself to God for this task. He must not have been influenced in any way by spiritual forces, neither for nor against his decision. Then he himself takes a test of will which has an extremely favorable effect on his soul. Then he is already past the tests of earthly life and could depart from earth if he were not needed as a co-worker in the redemption of erring people whom he would like to help in thorough adversity due to his urge to love. For the will turned towards God and the love for one's neighbor shape the human being in such a way that the Spirit of God descends upon him. Only a person filled with the Spirit of God has spiritual wealth to the extent that he can carry out a mission to instruct his fellow human beings in accordance with the fullest truth. This mission is extremely important in the last days before the end, so that God will train every servant who voluntarily offers his services to him. He will place each one in the place where he can work according to his maturity. Each one will be a recipient of strength according to his will of love and his task, for these can be very different. Yet God will always bless his servants and assign them the field of work according to their maturity of soul, according to their will and according to their love. Amen.